Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. So as we are nearing the end of 2020 and beginning a new year, I've been doing a lot of reflecting, which, by the way, a 2020 reflections and blessings and lessons episode is coming out next week. I did one last year where I kind of shared my biggest lessons and manifestations of the year, and I'll be doing that again. So stay tuned for that. Anyways, since the end of the year is approaching very quickly, I have been doing a lot of reflecting. This year is many things, but one thing that I noticed for my own self is that I stepped out of my comfort zone a lot this year, especially towards the end of this year, like in these last few months, in these few weeks, and even these few days, honestly. So in today's episode, the whole theme and inspiration is all about stepping out of your comfort zone in 2021 and actually going for the things that you want to do, that you've been dreaming about, that have been, you know, on the back of your mind. This is just an episode to encourage you to step out of your comfort zone and stop playing small. And I really hope that you enjoy this episode. If you do, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, tag it in your Instagram stories, tag me in it, or share this episode with whoever you feel may need it. And without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into this episode. So as I said in the intro, this last month, honestly, I have done a lot of stepping out of my comfort zone. Just some examples. One, I had a photo shoot for my first official merch launch that I did last week. Thank you to everyone who purchased a sweater. It means so much to me and I'm so grateful and humbled. But I did a professional photo shoot, and thank you so much, Kaylee, for offering to do that photo shoot with me. I was really, really nervous to do this photo shoot because I feel really uncomfortable taking photos in front of people. I don't know, I'm just not used to it, even though I, you know, record myself and film and do all of that. I do all of that by myself, but to do it in front of somebody else, all the nerves come up. So I was really proud of myself for doing that. And the other thing that forced me out of my comfort zone was releasing my first merch. This was honestly really scary for me because when you release something, whether it's a podcast episode or a blog post or a product for people to buy or a service for people to buy, there are a lot of nerves and self-doubt and fears that come up. And unless you've been in that position or you've been in those shoes, you really don't understand the gravity or the severity of what goes on through your mind when you do something that's out of your comfort zone. And yes, I've done a lot of things in my past that have been out of my comfort zone, such as starting a YouTube channel, starting this podcast, embarking on my journey of becoming a life coach, and then promoting my services to people. All of those things required me getting out of my comfort zone, and this was no different than the rest, but this was just a new level of stepping out of my comfort zone. And I'll get into like all the fears and self-doubt and thoughts that were coming up for me a little bit later in the episode, but that was another thing that I did. The most recent thing that I did that was really out of my comfort zone is I invested in my own business coach. So this has been something that I've been wanting to do for quite some time now. As a life coach, I feel like it's important that I have my own mentors and my own like coaches. And I've been going to therapy for a while. I think it's important that we take care of ourselves. You know, people who are in the service industry or like providing space for other people, it's very important you take care of your own mental and emotional health. And so I've been going to therapy for a while, and that's really been super helpful. But I have been feeling for quite some time now that I wanted, you know, mentorship or a business coach for my business, because to me, therapy is more like healing and childhood trauma and like inner wounds and things like that. And like a business or a life coach is more business oriented. And so what was it? On this last Monday, on the 14th, I took the plunge and I invested in my first business coach. And it was a very scary investment because it was pretty big price. But in addition to that, there were also thoughts and fears that were coming up as I was thinking about investing in myself. I want to share some things that my now business coach said to me during our consultation call that really made things click for me and really inspired this episode. I just wanted to quickly recap how I've been stepping out of my comfort zone, because I don't just talk my talk. I never want to like preach things to you guys and not practice what I preach. And so I'm just sharing this with you girls so you know that I'm actually stepping out of my comfort zone as well. I feel like I'm in a place where, yes, I've done really well for myself. I'm in a good place, but I have bigger dreams and I have bigger goals. And in order to reach those dreams and those goals that I have yet to reach, I have to do things I have not yet done. So that is investing in a business coach. That is releasing my first merch. That is making life-changing plans for my future. All of your dreams and all of your goals will require you to do things that are scary, require you to do things you've never done. What I realized these last few weeks from stepping out of my comfort zone is we make a lot of things more scary than they actually are. The days leading up to me releasing my Glow Girl sweaters, I was so nervous. I had all these fears. I was like, oh my gosh, what if nobody likes it? What if nobody buys it? What if it's a failure? And all of these things going on in my head. And I had to really stop myself. You know, it's not about how many people buy or don't buy. It's not about who likes it, who doesn't like it. All that matters is that I had this idea, I executed the idea, and I did it. The way that I look at things now, having done so many things that were at one point very scary to me, is the only failure is not doing it at all. I rather live a life where I try something, maybe it doesn't work out, maybe it doesn't go as planned, but at least I tried, at least I know that I tried, as opposed to living a life where I let fear take over and I never try, I never go out of my comfort zone, I never try new things, and I live in regret, and I live wondering what could have been. What if I did execute that idea? What if I did make that dream come true? To me, that is failing, is never trying at all. And what's so crazy is you never know what can happen on the other side of your fear. I'm so glad that I released my merch, because now that it's all said and done, I feel so much more confident in my abilities. I'm just like, okay, That wasn't that bad. That wasn't scary at all. It turned out way better than I ever expected it to. And now I'm like, okay, what's next? What else can I do? Because at this point, I feel like I am unstoppable and I can do anything that I put my mind to because I've proven to myself that I can. And if you follow me on Twitter, then you may have seen that I tweeted, doing things that scare you builds your confidence like no other. And that is pure facts, you guys. If you struggle with feeling confident in like your abilities or what you're capable of or what's possible for you, if you want to build that muscle, if you want to build your confidence, you have to do things that are scary. You have to go out of your comfort zone and at least try. By doing little things like that, you will build your confidence, and before you know it, you will feel so unstoppable. You will feel like anything is possible, because the truth of the matter is anything is possible. It's only us who put the limits on ourselves, you know, with our limiting beliefs and our fears and the things that our parents have told us in society and this and that, and life is hard and you have to work really, really hard to get anywhere. And it's like, no, life gets to be easy. Your dreams get to be possible. You get to live out your dreams if you decide that that is what's going to be your truth. Something that my mentor told me during our consultation call, she asked, you know, because I had like reservations about making this commitment and this investment, and she asked me a simple question: to envision my life in 6 months if I don't take this leap of faith, where is my life going to be in 6 months if I don't do anything differently, if I stay exactly where I am, where will my life be in 6 months? Then she asked me to envision where my life could be in 6 months if I do take this leap of faith, if I do try, if I do step out of my comfort zone. And that vision of where my life could be motivated and inspired me so much to say yes to this investment and to say, fuck the fear. I don't care what my fear and what my ego is telling me. My higher self knows that this is what I meant to do. And I want you to take this time to also ask yourself, if you don't change anything that you're doing right now, if you don't take a leap of faith, if you don't invest in yourself, if you don't step out of your comfort zone, where will your life be in 6 months or in a year? Is it going to be exactly the same because you haven't done anything differently than you're doing now? Or where can your life be if you do take the leap of faith, if you do try out that idea that you've been pondering on, or if you do make that investment, or if you do go back to school, or whatever, you know, you're thinking of doing? Where can your life be in 6 months or a year if you do step out of your comfort zone? Feel into those feelings. And for me, the feeling of where my life could be overpowers the feeling of fear or disappointment if I don't step out of my comfort zone. And because I'm on this high of like stepping out of my comfort zone, I feel like come the new year, I'm just going to be so open and ready to try new things. My feelings of fear and, you know, being scared has turned to excitement and like, what else can I make possible for me? Like, what else can I achieve, or what else can I make come true? And I feel like I'm literally creating magic in my life. Like, I'm creating my dream life with every step that I take outside of my comfort zone, with every investment that I make, with every decision that I make. And it's fun. It's almost like, it feels like a game. Like, I'm building and creating my dream life, and it gets to be fun for me because that's what I've decided. So that's kind of like where I've been these last few weeks, just on this stepping out of my comfort zone high, wanting to. And listen, you guys, if you have reservations about stepping out of your comfort zone, or the thought of stepping out of your comfort zone just scares the fuck out of you and you're just like, I can't. This is coming from someone who hates change, or who used to hate change. This is coming from someone who was not a risk taker in my past. I liked to play things safe. I liked stability. I like to feel secure. That's just in my nature. It's who I am. I like those things. The thought of doing something outside of my comfort zone used to scare me. I wouldn't even think about it. Like, no, I'll stay in my little safe bubble. I don't care how my life is. Like, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to be, you know, out there in the unknown. So this is coming from someone who used to think that way and be that way to the extreme. And now that I've slowly stepped out of my comfort zone and tried new things, I'm telling you that things are much better on this side. Things are much more magical and amazing and abundant and luxurious and high vibe on the other side of your fear, and your fear is really all in your head. I want to talk more about the things that may come up for you when you decide to step out of your comfort zone and try new things and all of that stuff. So some of the things that came up for me when I was first stepping out of my comfort zone and doing all of these new things are my own self-doubt of, am I good enough to do this? Who do I think I am to think that I can make this happen? Like things like that. When you step out of your comfort zone, it is going to trigger your self-doubt, and it goes against our nature. No matter, you know, how many times you step out of your comfort zone, each time it's going to trigger a new self-doubt, or it may be the same self-doubt that you thought you already worked through. But like I've said in previous episodes, new level, new devil. So self-doubt is something that you're gonna have to get comfortable with constantly having to work through. So a way that I worked through my self-doubt when I was prepping and planning to release my merch was I would journal through the thoughts and feelings that were coming up for me. So a lot of the thoughts were, who do I think I am to release my own merch? Like, I'm no one important. No one really cares what I have to offer. And so I recognized these thoughts that were coming up, and I took some time to myself and I started journaling. And I'll kind of paraphrase what I wrote in my journal, but I pretty much said, I recognize that my current thoughts are, who do I think I am? I'm no one special, this, that, and the other. And then I acknowledged those thoughts. I let them go. And I said, you know what? I am somebody important. I do matter. People do care what I have to offer. And what I have to offer is amazing, and it's wonderful, and it's gonna be fantastic. And I had to literally reprogram my mindset and my self-doubts into a more self-serving mindset. A way that helped me to reprogram my mindset was by reminding myself all the things that I've already accomplished. Because I feel like oftentimes, especially for people like myself who struggle so much with their self-doubt and like self-worth, is we forget or we downplay the things that we have accomplished in our past, you know, whether it's graduating from college or getting your dream career, or like myself, you know, having a podcast that was nominated for best podcast of the year. We forget about these accomplishments because of our self-doubt and our self-worth issues. So you literally have to remind yourself, no, I am the shit, and this is why I am the shit, and I am the shit because I say I'm the shit, period. Doing that really, I don't want to say boosted my ego, but reminded me, oh, I am somebody. I do have amazing things to offer to the world, and I do have value to give to people. This is like, it doesn't matter how many times you have to do this. I've done this 100 times. Each time you remind yourself of your achievements or why you are a great person or why you do matter, it builds on your self-worth and your self-confidence. And the more that you do these journal methods, for example, the more you're building your confidence and your self-doubt is slowly like fading away. And doing that journaling and journaling through my self-doubt and reminding myself of all that I've already accomplished really, really helps me to kind of quiet down the ego, set aside the self-doubt, and continue on this process of releasing my merch. Another thing that may come up for you when you begin to step out of your comfort zone are thoughts such as, what if I suck at this, or what if I fail, which I kind of just touched on earlier in this episode, that it's only a failure if you don't try at all. That is the only way that you will fail in life or in anything. Because even if you try something and it's not a success or it doesn't come out the way that you thought it would, chances are there is something to learn in that situation. There's something that you could do differently. And just because you fail the first time, it doesn't mean it's the end all be all and you can never try again. No, you get up, you try again, you do things differently, you learn from the first time, and you do it until you get it right. And that is not a failure. That is not failing. Failing is only if you give up on yourself after the first time or the fifth time or the 100th time. Or if you don't try at all. It's honestly all about your perspective and how you choose to look at situations. Another thing that may come up when you begin to step out of your comfort zone are the thoughts that what if like no one likes what I'm doing? What if people make fun of me? What if nobody buys this product? What are people gonna think of me? And honestly, girl, if you're still worried about what other people think of you, you gotta get it together, sis. Like, listen, people don't care or think about you as much as you think they do. And that's just the honest truth. Like, we care more about what people think when people aren't thinking of us at all. Another thing that really helped me to put things into perspective that I hope helps you: the only people who are judging you, making fun of you, or, you know, saying things like, who does she think she is, are people who are not doing anything with their own lives or who are not making their dreams happen. Because the people who are actually like going for their dreams or who are trying to make shit happen for themselves or who are focused on, you know, their own goals, they're not worried about you. They're not worried about what you're doing or what you're not doing or what you're wearing or your YouTube channel or your podcast or your, you know, your little shop. They're focused on themselves. The only people who are judging you are people who are not doing shit for their own lives. And at the end of the day, do you really care about someone's opinion who is not living up to their own full potential? Like, really, do you care? Because I know I don't. Like, if I see someone not taking what I do seriously and I can see that they're not living to their fullest potential or they're not the best version of themselves, I don't give two shits about their opinion or what they think, because they're on their own path. They need to figure their shit out before they try and tell me anything about my life. And the people who are doing, you know, their own thing and focus on their dreams, oftentimes they're the ones who are supporting you because they understand what it takes to step out of your comfort zone and go for your dreams and do the things that are scary and do things that are not traditional or common. They know what it takes. So that's why they're the most supportive, because they can resonate with what you're doing or what it takes to, you know, try and do what you're doing. Really keep that in mind. If you are someone who is very concerned with other people are thinking, is you can't let the irrelevant opinions of irrelevant people stop you from living your dreams and living your best life. So another fear that may come up for you if you're trying to invest in yourself or step out of your comfort zone is maybe the fear of it being too expensive or like it being something that you can't afford to do or things like that. I know that for me, this was a fear that was coming up when I was thinking of investing in my business coach, because like I said, it was a pretty pricey investment. If you are meant to do something and it's like of your highest good, and you know that it is, and you know that you will benefit from this thing, God, the universe, and yourself will find a way to make you be able to afford that thing. Because let me tell you, girls, yes, I had all of this fear around making this investment with this business coach, but like I said, for a few months now, my intuition has been telling me, you need to invest in a business coach. You need to invest in a business coach. You know, I had all these fears of like, what if I invest in a business coach and I just waste all this money and it's not, you know, what I expect to be, or, you know, whatever. These thoughts around money. If it's for you and if it's of your highest good, you will find a way to make it work. Whether it's picking up a side job or, you know, really pushing your side hustle so you can earn extra income to afford this thing, manifesting money. Like, if it is meant for you, there will be a way for you to afford it. Don't let money hold you back from going after your dreams or from investing in yourself. If money is an issue for you or it's a fear, I really suggest working on your money mindset and changing the relationship you have with money, because like that saying says, scared money don't make money. And the X amount of money that I invested in this business coach is going to triple, double, quadruple for me. And I know this. I know that if this wasn't for my highest good, if this wasn't going to benefit me in the future, God wouldn't have made a way for me to be able to afford this investment. So when you are faced with a situation where it's like something that is pricey or out of your budget or whatever, but you feel like this is for me, I'm meant to do this, instead of saying, oh, this is too expensive, I can't afford it, ask yourself, what can I do to be able to afford this? That is thinking from an abundant space instead of a scarcity mindset. If you always think this is too expensive, I can't afford this, you're always gonna live in scarcity. You have to shift your mindset into abundance. Trust your intuition. If something does not feel right, don't risk it. Yes, we're all about stepping out of your comfort zone, doing things that scare you, but do not confuse that with your intuition. If your intuition is telling you, no, this isn't right, it's not the right time, there's something better out there, listen to your intuition. It's here to guide us. And a way to determine, okay, is this my intuition telling me, or is this my fear and my ego, you know, getting in the way? For me, my intuition is in my heart and in my stomach. Like, it's a more calming feeling. And when it's my ego or my fear, it's more in my head and like out of fear, as opposed to my intuition, it's out of love. So these are just some common things that may come up for you as you begin to step out of your comfort zone. And so I hope that these words of wisdom and my personal experience help you in navigating stepping out of your comfort zone and trying new things. And I'm just really excited for the new year because, like I said, I'm like on this high and I feel like, okay, what can't I do at this point? Like, I've already overcome a lot of my fears. I feel like now the world is my oyster and I can do and be whatever I want, and it's going to be amazing. And I just wish that feeling for each and every single one of you, because life is so much more meaningful and beautiful when you step out of your little bubble, when you stop listening to your fear and to your ego, and you start listening to your heart and your intuition and your soul, and you start living in your purpose, doing things that fulfill you and living your truth. Life is so much more glowy and magical and beautiful. And this is coming from someone who's been on both sides of the spectrums. I get it. I totally understand the fear and the self-doubt and the insecurities, and having experienced both, I like it much better on this side. I really, really do. So that is all I have to say for this week's episode. I hope that you enjoyed. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.